Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to launch of a new show. Optimize My Life presents Go Juiced Up. Dope Dealing Mind Healer, Georgette Reynolds, and she is a mother, an entrepreneur, a fitness trainer, among many things we can add to her title. And while we're waiting for her to show up, this show on Thursdays will be a plethora of many different things.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, love? Good morning. Good morning. Great morning. How you feeling?
And I get to introduce our host, Georgette Reynolds. The woman who never is in one spot for more than 5 seconds.
Never, ever. Good morning, Mary. How you feeling?
Good.
All right. So I want to introduce myself to those. Some of you know me. Some of you don't. From this moment on, you would know me as your neighborhood juice dealer and dope healer. My name is Georgette Reynolds, and today is going to be such an amazing day. Mary, thank you for this opportunity. I am just excited to share my gifts with the world and just talk about my talk. When we get started right now, I just want, like I said, introducing myself. My name is Georgette. I go by Juice Dealer Dope Healer. This show will be called Juice Dealer Dope Healer Radio, okay? I got the name from just really being out here in the community and being a part of something that is way more bigger than me. It is all about all the things: neurodivergence, autism, health, wealth, mental capacity, and just love and life. That's where I come from. So one of the things I wanted to introduce today was just tell me a little bit about my story and how I got started on this journey. Back in about 2007, 2008, my father and my best friend in the whole wide world was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I, you know, wanted to know, how can I help him? How can I make it better? What can I do for my daddy? Because that's my whole world. My daddy is, that's my world. And so I began to do a lot of research, and I came across a couple of men, it was regular everyday people, but they said that they had reversed cancer in their body via their diet, exercise, mindset, and one most important thing that they did was juicing. I never thought that juicing would become like this whole lifestyle brand that I have created now, but it definitely was a very small step to get to this big platform. And I started juicing for my father. I researched different herbs, different foods that were cancer fighting, different things that boost his immune system. And we juiced turmeric every single day. And we did that for about 3 months. Now, my father did undergo surgery for prostate. He had stents implanted, and he did one round of chemo. And he was like, this isn't for me. What else you got, kiddo? Because I can't and I won't. So, again, I went back to the research, and we found out about this amazing, awesome root called turmeric. And its healing properties of fighting 27 different forms of cancer, boosting the immune system, ridding the body of inflammation, and just good for just overall his well-being. And so we began to put these things into practice, and we practice them every day. Now, my father wasn't, you know, he wasn't, like, with it at first, but, again, after extreme times, it called for extreme measures. So we went on our first 10-day juice cleanse, and I did this with my father. And we did 10 days of juice. We started our day with turmeric shots. Then we started with a green juice. Then we went to another turmeric shot. And then we added carrot, orange, ginger, turmeric, and peaches to make it sweet because we are in peach state. Shout out to everybody from Atlanta, our hometown. Also, Montrose, Georgia, if you are listening. Got some deep Georgia roots. But we began this practice and became our lifestyle. Now, one thing we had to do, and I teach this to everybody, is the mindset. Your mind makes shit real. Listen to me for the people in the back, okay? Your mind makes it real. So whatever you believe in your mind, that is what's going to come to pass. So if you make it up in your mind, hey, I no longer want to be safe. I no longer want to be unhealthy. I no longer want to house the issues that I have encountered in the past. You have to change your mind first and foremost. Mindset is the key. Now, what is mindset? Mindset is a small practices carried out to make sure that you are where you need to be and where you're going. You got to have a clear-cut plan on the mindset. So my mindset, some of the things I do is I start my day with a cold shower. I know y'all like, ladies, you're crazy. Cold showers work miracles. Not only do they send your body into a state of kind of almost like shock, but it promotes, you know, health. Then when your body begins to go through the shivering process to warm itself up, you're rebuilding your immune system right then and there. It also helps your vision become clear. Your thoughts begin to, instead of racing and having all the thoughts, you're able to slow down, connect with your breath, breathe, and you're able to assess situations a little bit differently. So this is going to be like the first pivotal movement in changing your mindset. Implementing cold showers. I'm a cold shower fan. I know you like, hey, how do I start? Do I jump in? Do I go? There are various ways to start your cold shower. There's no right or wrong way. If you're a hot shower taker in the morning, continue your hot shower, and maybe about 30 seconds at the end of that shower, turn that water on to cold. See if you can last 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And over time, it'll grow to be longer. But while you're in that state, your body is in fight or flight mode because first and foremost, your brain wants to save you. It is going to react. It's the automatic response. It wants to save you. But when you control your mind, then you are able to make conscious decisions that are for you and not just off your fight or flight or your scared or any other just automatic response that your brain has. You are in control. You can change the narrative by doing such. So when your body is going through that process, like I said, ending with a cold shower, you will feel like invigorated. You will have more energy. Like I said, your thoughts are sharper. You become a sharper person just by doing small things. Another thing is that I want you guys to get in the mindset of some type of physical activity. It's so important to house physical activity every day because you have to move this body. You only get one vehicle to navigate through life. and you need to take top-tier care of this vehicle by the things you put in it, by the things you read, by the things you listen to, by the people you are around. You're absorbing all of the energy, and this projects in the way you carry yourself, the way you handle people, the way you talk to people, the way you handle your business, the way you raise your children. Excuse me, you raise crops, you rear children. So in rearing of the children, and just the way you talk to yourself in the mirror. So having a physical practice every day will get you on that journey of having that right mindset. You don't have to go work out and do a strenuous boot camp all day, every day, but 20 minutes a day of some type of exercise, 25 jumping jacks, 10 push-ups, 25 squats, 10 lunges, some type of physical activity. And for those who are unable to actually physically get up and move, all these things can be done in a chair. I'm actually, fun fact, I'm a yoga instructor, and my modality is people with superpowers, a.k.a. special needs, and our older people, the geriatric community. I feel that we need both of them. Children give us life, and we can have life by being around our young people. And then we take that and we go give it to our elderly people because they depend on us. But we also sit with our elderly people and we learn and we grow and we take all the information that they give us. I mean, if you have an older person in your life, and when I say older, I mean 70 or better, go. I invite you to go sit and have a conversation with them. Learn how life is and what
I'm going to interrupt you 1 second just because we have a caller on.
For sure.
That she struggles with mobility. She broke her leg, the same leg, in similar spots a few times, and she's looking for some exercises that she can do to strengthen her leg so she can walk better. But she's limited in her mobility.
Mm-hmm. So for my people who are in a wheelchair or just you can't physically do it, upper body strength is the best thing for you. And when I say upper body strength, we're going to get some 1 pound weights, some 2 pound weights, and we're going to do 10 raises to the front, 10 raises to the side, 10 raises straight up, and we repeat that. And maybe you do a minute of each exercise and repeat that for 4 rounds. Yes, it's hard work, but you can do the hard work because you've already made your mind up that, hey, this, what I have, is not going to stop me. It's not going to keep me from being great. I can still push forward with the things that I have. So first of all, I commend you for just waking up, because that's the hard part. You got to get up. But once you get up, maybe no matter if you fall down, no matter if you are not able to do the things you want to do, you get up and you mentally stay up. One of the communities that I'm a part of is called the I Am Up community. And about 4:15, we call each other or send a text message of praise and worship and encouragement to let our fellow females know that I'm up with you. I'm up with you in health and wealth, prosperity, peace, joy, progression, power. I am up with you. I'm up praying for you. I'm up thinking about you. I'm up with this workout, and we can implement, you know, my workout into your workout. So also I want to give a shout out to the founder of I Am Up community, and that's RG Clark. I love her dearly. She's one of my dear friends, and I just always step in and help her. So, caller, if you are listening, make sure you reach out to me via website, because we do have online platforms where we can accommodate your daily exercise routine.
If send me the link for that, and I will post it on the show.
For sure.
Now, you know, for people who don't have weights at home or can't afford to run and buy some, you know, one thing I learned after, you know, the surgeries and the rehabilitation I went through after my problems, milk cartons, fill them with water. Laundry soap. There's so many things in your house that you can makeshift and use as weights to get that
canned,
little extra weight.
I like using canned food.
Yep.
So now we have...
Go ahead.
Say, Mary?
I was just going to say, do you have any suggestions for increasing your leg strength if you're limited on mobility to help build back up from an injury?
Okay, so if you're sitting in a chair, I want you to just raise that right leg up and allow it to fall back down. No matter how high, no matter how low, get into just raising them up and down, swinging them back and forth. If you need to assist yourself, that's why God gave you hands, reach down and assist and lift those legs up. This is part of your workout too. If you can get to a pool, I am a big advocate of pool exercises. Another organization that I am, I have my hands in, I'm heavily connected with is the Century H2O program, and Adrian Wesley is the owner and curator of the Swim Life Fitness School. And it is geared towards geriatrics and special needs. Also, people who need to get them out. The water is great for you. It's easy accessible. And you will find that you will actually gain more from being in the water. So the water is a great alternative to get in. If you can't get to a pool, run the water in your tub. Get it, swish back and forth. Make some bubbles. Make some splashes. Just we just want to keep continuously moving the body. The body has a tension. The body will get stiff if you don't continue to just move it. Mobility is such an important thing in aiding and healing the joints and regaining strength back.
So I'm a water girl. I go for the
water. Did she have any more questions?
Hi, Diane. Do you have any more questions or any other things you'd like to ask? No, I'm putting you a little bit on the spot. Diane is a friend of Country Boys, and I've gotten pretty close to her, speaking of the devil. And so I've been working with her a little on the side and talking to her about different activities that she can do. But, hey, we got an expert from the area, so.
For sure. Another thing is just if you have, like, some ankle weights, those are really good. And even if you don't move your legs and you just kind of flutter them back and forth, we're still moving. We're still administering mobility in the joints. And that extra weight will actually help you and give you a false sense at first because it is very heavy. And so you'll do the movement with the weight on, and then you'll keep the weight off. And then we'll repeat that for about 3 to 5 rounds, and then that's it for your day. It doesn't have to be difficult, and it doesn't have to take all day. We just want to do bursts of movement throughout the day so that we don't experience stiffness. So now that we know that we have to do a little research on ourselves, we have to get our mind. Journaling is a great way to get your mind right. The life that you want to live is just on the other side of you making a different decision than what you've already been making. The decision
so
that
would you
we
consist
have
of getting your mind, let me ask you a question. Would you consist of getting your mind together when you say get your mind together, spiritually?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, caller.
Hold on just a minute.
Mind together. Okay. Be more clear. When you say get your mind together, in what process you have to get your mind healthy? You have to get your mind positive, spiritual. What do you have to do? You have to get rid of negative thoughts. What do you have to do?
Okay, so when I say get your mind right, I mean prepare yourself to go on this journey. Mm-hmm. Whatever you have to do to prepare. Now, again, mm-hmm. we were talking about cold showers. This is a tool that I use to change my mind. Like, again, your brain takes over and it reacts and it responds because your brain is wired to save you from anything that is hurtful or harmful. When you take control of your things, may be hurtful based on your brain reaction time. But when you are in control, you can dictate what is good or bad for you. So when I say get your mind right, think of the life you want to live. Think of the health that you want to obtain. Think of your health goals. Write them down.
Okay.
And I'll give you an example. Let's say, okay, today is my birthday. I'm 39 years old. From this moment on, the things I do are going to be seen 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. So what I want to do moving forward on my birthday, because today is my day, I say, you know what? I'm going to implement a new habit. So unlearning and relearning is part of that get your mind right process. So everything that you've done, again, thus far has gotten you here. Now, that's not a good or a bad thing. We're just saying take, you know, let's take note of the way our life is, the trajectory of which is going. Let's just take a little tally here. And it may be in some areas we're not where we want to be. Maybe in some areas we have excelled where we want to be. So now you write those things down. Then you write a goal. How would I get there? Every one of your problems, not only is there a solution, but there's a God solution. There's two different types.
Right.
Solution that you want, and then there's the solution God has already placed before you. So when you say, okay, this is what I have going on, what is the solution? Remember, that brain is going to give you the easiest solution. And sometimes to walk with God, it is easy. And then sometimes it's rough. So again, we got to get that mind. So spiritually, mentally, they go together. Then the physical part, the financial will come, and then just your overall well-being. So journaling, get in the habit of just being grateful. You can get so much more just walking in gratitude. Regardless of what it looks like today, have some gratitude. Gratitude is when you wake up in the morning, you're grateful that you saw this day. Gratitude is if you see someone that you can actually help and it's not going to take you out of your way to help, we lend that helping hand. Gratitude is accepting the things that you can change and accepting the things that you can't. But we sit in gratefulness because we know this is just a moment. This is just a time and space. It will not last long. It may last longer than we intended, but it's just a moment. So that's when the mindfulness comes into practice and the meditation come in, by breathing. We breathe through everything. Being a mother has taught me to breathe through a lot. It started with labor, okay? What they tell you is to breathe when the contraction comes. So when life contracts and this shit gets hard, you got to breathe. You got to take a deep breath, know who God is, stand in who you want to be, and then you let it go. Another thing in preparing the mind is preparing that diet. What is your blood type? What are the things that your body needs to run at optimum level? What are the things you need to build, repair, fix, restore, or renew? So then we do research. We learn our blood type. Maybe we take accountability to the medications that we on. Maybe we cross-reference them with herbs. Maybe we come back and say, okay, that didn't work. Or this worked a little bit. Let me reach out to my primary care physician. Let me ask a couple of questions. Now, this is a disclaimer. I am not right now a doctor. I am a person who studies medicine, who implements it in different lifestyles, but I also go into journals to read what they have written, to read and cross references to my holistic life. So I like to call myself a holistic practitioner, hence the word dope healer, because it all started with it, and I'm a dope healer. because I read. Everything you put in your body, okay, regardless of if it's the medication from your primary care physician or it's the food you eat. So the dose that I give you is not just edible food. It's mental food, physical food. It's spiritual food. It is food for thought. So when you get to that level of, hey, I have to do something, change something, then we cross-reference. Modern medicine, it is so needed. It's so far. It has progressed us as a people. It has prolonged life. It has fought diseases that were supposed to take us out of here. But I also know that a lot of this was also caused by man in a lab, experimenting, going against the grain, seeing how far we can push the car, what we can do. So now I go back to what I know, and I go back to what I was taught. Now, I am Atlanta bred and born and bred. I experienced tragedy and trauma at an early age, as we all do, and mine resulted in me moving with my aunt in Montrose, Georgia. I did not understand it then. I didn't want to understand it, and I was trying to overstand it, but I know that everything was already laid out for me, regardless of how it was going to look, regardless of how it was going to go. What's for you would never miss you, ever, never. Put a pin right there because I'll tell you a story before we clock out and go. But I moved to Montrose, Georgia at the age of 4. My aunt and my father co-parent with me until I was 18, meaning that during the school year, I was with my aunt. During the summer, I was with my father. And we did this rotation 18 years old. I went off to college, and I did not want to go to college because at that time I was a background dancer and a background singer. But I was for my life, okay? This is what I was called to do for my life. But then my aunt had another calling because she wanted me to walk in her life. So she signed me up for college. I went to college. It was great. Shout out to Middle Georgia College. It was the first college I ever attended. I was in the occupational therapy program for 2.5 years. That job is no joke. It's very difficult. I didn't want to be there in the first place, so I did not give it my all. I failed college my first time, okay? It wasn't even like a fail miserably. Anybody out there, shout out to all the OTs, the occupational therapists. You are so valuable and needed, and we love you. But that wasn't my passion. I did it because my parent wanted me to do it. So I became a people pleaser early on. So then the things that I learned from there was that you are still on your journey. Although life will put these different things around you to deter you from it, to knock you off from it, to keep you from what you know is for you, and it'll use your own people, and that's okay. But while I was in Montrose, Georgia, I grew up on a farm. I learned about mending crops. I learned about food and water resources. I learned about different minerals and enzymes that you get off the water from the well and the land and the animals and how the circle of life works when it comes to consuming these foods. So I had the mindset that I would only eat that way because technically that is eating clean. If you know where your food came from, if you grew it yourself, if you went out, killed it, caught it, all the things, that is considered clean eating. And I was exposed to this from a child. So the practices that I learned from the medicine women in Montrose, Georgia, shout out to Miss Leola. I don't even think she's on this plane anymore, but Miss Leola healed me as a child. I was burnt from a radiated heat of a car on my face and the whole left side of my body. And she did something back then, they said it was called talk. She talked the fires out of my body. I later on found out it was a practice from Africa called plastering to mix different herbs and things to make a paste. And you put it over the area that had been burned, and in about a week or two, it literally is healed. when she first put it on, she told me it was only going to work if I believe. For sure, I believe. I'm about 9 or 10, and I'm on fire. Now, I do not know why my mother did not take me to the emergency room, but she took me to Miss Leola, and I learned a lot of things. I learned about a lot of herbs that day. I learned that herbs can heal you inside and out. And then from the things that I've learned on the farm, mending crops and taking care of the farm animals, I already had performed surgery by the time I was 13, dogs. I also had delivered a calf and some puppies by the time I was 15. So I knew that I was going to be a doctor because that's what I wanted to do. It was easy for me, it was intriguing, and I could help people and help animals. Now, would a healer come and heal me? And so now, I have this idea. This can be possible. This can be my life. So fast forward to the modern medicine. I've seen people take modern medicine and it changed their lives. I've also seen people take modern medicine and it deteriorates their lives. But I know everything's a duality and everything works together for those who believe. Everything works together for those who get up and get out and get something. So whatever that is, whatever your ailment is, whatever your discomfort is, whatever your disease is, yes, we listen to our doctors, but who is your first doctor? Yourself. Nobody knows how you feel other than you. Nobody can tell you what's going on inside of your body, inside of your brain, inside of your aura, your energy, other than you. So once you get that, that's half the battle right there. So now you can go forth to your primary care physician and say, hey, I have this, 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 and this. I don't really want to take medicine, but if it is an extreme measurement that I can take now, can you offer me an alternative solution? Most practitioners are going to tell you, eat right and work out. They're not going to go in depth. So maybe you should go and find you a holistic person who can better assist you with that part of it. But they both work hand in hand. If you have to be on the medication, take the medication, but also take the time to research the medication and know what the side effects are going to come from and know how to combat it with a diet. Now, when I say diet, I don't mean keto, plant-based, vegan, vegetarian, breatharian, all the vegetarians. What I want you to do is base your diet on how you want to heal, how you want to feel, and how you want to help yourself, so to speak. I don't want to put out a curing yourself, but you can definitely make yourself better. So then you'll research that medication, cross-reference with a food and a dietary need. Supplements are supplements. They're great asset to your overall well-being. They also can help you wean yourself off said medication. For anybody, a prime example, for those people who take blood thinners, you can simply juice dandelion root and watercress, put them together. That is a natural blood thinner. Wean yourself off the blood thinner. See what I did there? We accept the medication and we're grateful. But we also don't accept the diagnosis because, you know, we have everything that we need. God has placed everything on this green earth that we need. And most likely, it is green. Implementing green in the diet can help with a lot of things. It'll help heal, restore, renew, rebalance, all the things. So that is why we're here. That is the message that I'm pushing to you guys. However you are right now, you come as you are. But no, you don't have to sit in this space this long. You do not have to just do what the doctor said because that's what they said. Because if you're taking the medication, you're not getting better and you're getting worse, ding, 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 that's a clear indication that that's not for you. And if you know that, hey, when I did all the things that I need, then I start feeling better. When I implemented green leafy vegetables in my diet, when I entered in a space of, okay, I'm no longer going to consume meat because I don't know where it was cooked or how it was cooked. I don't know where they got it from. I don't know how it's been dead. I don't know frozen. I simply just don't know where it comes from. So I don't want to consume. Now, that's my ministry. They may not be for you. But they may not be for you. However, if it is said that you're B positive, you are not even supposed to consume chicken. Because when the chicken enzyme, salmonella, gets in your gut and it mixes and mingles with your gut bacteria, now it becomes a breeding ground for cold and flu. Now you congested. Now you're wondering why you got aches and pains, and it's because the inflammation level is so high in your body because you consume something that your body can't even break down. So now you got to look forward and say, okay, that's not for me. What is for me? So then you do the research. If you don't know your blood type, that is our homework for the night, over the weekend. Learn your blood type. Learning your blood type, that'll help you with a lot of things that are going on in your body. And you can begin to eliminate said medications, because although medications are needed, they are all derived from plants, but the chemicals are added in that are supposed to help you. Sometimes they help, and then they shoot your kidneys out. Or sometimes they help, and now your liver's weak. Or it's not operating at, you know, the level that it was to be able to filter out the things that your body does not need. So instead of going all the way there, we refer back to plants. Lastly, because I will not hold you long.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Yes, sir. Any more questions? Okay, so now we have implemented that. We identified the problem. We're changing our mindset. We're writing down the things that we want. We're getting prepared for it. And then we're going to go in and we're going to change a little bit up of our diet. Not saying you have to do it overnight. One thing I like to do in my house is Fun Fridays. We call it either Fun Fridays or Fast Food Fridays. Now, a lot of this driving force that makes me great and who I am in this walk and this talk is my amazing superpower son, Gage. Hey, Gage, mama loves you. And he came into this world with a superpower. That superpower is autism. I went through all stages. I was depressed. I was angry. I was mad at God, mad at myself, mad at the child's father. Shit, I was mad at the child. But once I stopped being angry and I sat in it, what does it mean to be autistic? What does it mean to have mental differences and deficiencies? What does it mean to be a neurodivergent? What does this mean for his health? What does this mean? What does it mean? So I got into that. Let's research it. Because the more you know, the more you will grow, and the more you can help yourself and others. So then I start researching. Okay, I can't do this by myself. Although we like to think we can, first and foremost, you know who's in control. If you're not, he is. Second of all, you pray for those people that need to come in their path. And one by one, I met these people, whether it be an ABA therapist, whether it be a physical therapist, maybe it be an OT therapist, maybe it was a teacher, maybe it was a counselor in the school. And every one that I met had a piece that was going to help me with my puzzle, and that puzzle was Gage. My son didn't even speak clearly until about 3 or 4. There was language in the beginning, and then it kind of just ceased. That'll be another show. But I learned that ways to help him with his mental stability was to put things in his body that would help him grow. Green leafy vegetables was the most important thing I could put in that child's body. Hence why Juice Up Bar Inc. was born. It started with my dad and his health. We juiced it, and I was right back at it with my son. And then the most important person that I have healed via juice is myself. I've had a lot of issues over time. I developed gestational diabetes while being pregnant. I developed just inflammation in my body from eating things. I became an emotional eater. I became really sad and depressed, overweight. I was still an athlete, but imagine if I hadn't implemented the things I do now. Back then, you know, I'd have been somewhere being the next, what's my girl name? Jorna. Jackie Jorna. I'd have been her, okay? I'd have been Flo-Jo. But that's okay. That wasn't my journey, and that's not my story. This is my story. So once I began to change my diet, that changed my mind. Then I got so engulfed into the feeling that I got. It was a natural high. I feel good. I look good. I no longer have the joint aches and pains. I no longer have the breakouts on my face and along my chin. I no longer am constipated. Man, for anybody who doesn't go at least 3 times a day, y'all need to call me, okay? Because you should. In my life, I went once a week. You know how miserable I was? I was full of shit, literally. Literally. And I had to go in and heal these things in myself to be able to heal people. So every little thing that I healed, restored, changed, renewed in my body was setting me up to do it in your body, in their body, in children's body, in elderly's body, in perfectly good bodies that look like they work out, but they're still very unhealthy. Everything was preparing me up for this time. Even this show. But another fun fact, I have a mass communications degree. Shout out to my alma mater, Georgia State. Because when I got school, I got school. I went and I was a serial student because, again, I was walking in my depression and I didn't want to admit it. So I engulfed myself in school. I got a dual diploma from Georgia State. I have a bachelor's of science with a minor in theater, and then I have a communications degree with a minor in English. I was all here for it, honey. You couldn't tell me nothing. And guess what? Life gives you everything you need. So I need it for my father to have this point. I need it for my father to grow through those things so I could assist him and help him. I needed to be with my father at that time. I needed my son to slow my thought process down and to get me to really hone in on who he is and love on him in order for me to love myself. Gage came at a time in my life where I didn't even know myself and I didn't love myself. The greatest gift of all is the gift of life. And this kid came in my world, I'm talking about upside down, inside out, and he loved me unconditionally. So now that we have gotten to the point where Gage is self-sufficient, he is bilingual. He fluently speaks English and French. He is dibbling dabbling in Spanish, but that's because that's what's in school. And he is just thriving. He tells me every day. Last night when we went to bed, I tell him every day, Gage, I'm proud of you. You made it through the day. He looked at me and he kissed my forehead and he said, Mom, I'm proud of you. You're great. You know what that does for my morale? You know what that does for my energy? That makes me want to get up in the morning and go and take care of the people who are like my son, who are like my father, who are like myself, who are just like you, to be able to say, hey, I did it. Yes, it was difficult, but you can do it too. Here's the things that I did. Here are the things that you can do. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's going to be just a breeze, but it will be worth it. We do the work. You are worth the work. You are worthy, and you are worth it to put in the work to yourself so that you can be your best self on purpose and with purpose. And with that being said, are there any more questions for today? Because I'll keep talking to y'all for on and on. But I also know that I have obligations, and I'm just breaking the platform.
So
I just want to say, go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, country.
I just wanted to say, hey, Georgette, I wrote down on my top of my paper, O-G, O-G, O-G. Kind of like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And then I was just mentally counting. I've heard you use the word feeling at least a dozen times this morning. To me, my last thought is you sound like a new testimony.
You're not Old Testament. You're New Testament. We read about people that talked and had their testimony in the Bible. We know about them crossing the Red Sea and all that kind of stuff. But to hear you speak, Georgette, about your life story, it sounds like a New Testament testimony to me. And that's all I got to say right now.
For sure. Every test came a testimony, okay? If I hadn't grown through those tests, I wouldn't be able to talk to you today. I would not be standing here.
So why don't you talk about, okay, so this is your first show. This is the launch of your new show to add to the network.
Yes.
What, when, and what can they expect coming up?
Got you. So once again, it is Georgette, a.k.a. DD. Country called me OG. I am your neighborhood juice dealer and dope killer. You can find me at Hope Radio Show Thursday morning, 10 a.m., once a week. We are right here. That's Eastern Standard Time. And my mission for this show is to evoke emotion, instill the new mindset, and raise the vibrations in you mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. And just let you know that I'm here with you. I'm standing with you. I love you. You matter. And you are the best thing that has happened to you.
Girl, I feel like I want to jump through the phone and kiss you on my forehead myself. I'm awake now. I was asleep a while ago and said I heard you start talking. I'm up and at them now.
And here's the best part of all this. Not only will you get to hear her on the radio show, but coming up in April, we're going to launch her own YouTube cooking classes, yoga classes, different things. So there will be many chances to see, ask questions, and work with her.
Okay.
Mary,
what
one more
that?
Quickly. I have 2-3 walnut trees in my yard. I've never asked God to make me a vegan. I'm one of them people that eat pork chops and ribs and all that kind of stuff that you may not handle, but at least I'm not full of it. I go at least 4 times a day. But, Georgette, when you start to talk about feeling, I can't let that word escape me, because what most people don't understand, faith does come from hearing. But what I learned about the spirit is you can't hear the spirit. You got to feel the spirit. So as you talk to us about health is your number one wealth and health is nutrition, and then you say we got a new drug, one that won't make me stay up all night, one that won't make me sleep all day. We're talking about nutritious food, your food, your new crack for your body. It can't help but make you feel good. But a lot of people are stuck in ignorance. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to eat. And Georgette, I've asked about 20 people since your last show, did they know what their blood type was? Only 2 out of 20 knew what their blood type was. I said, do you eat chicken? They said, yeah. I said, how much chicken? 3-4 times a week? They said, yeah. I said, what's your blood type? They said, I don't know, salmonella. So the things that you're sharing with us, we care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow and to be healthy. You are definitely God sent. Back to you, Mary.
You know, most people that know their blood type usually means they've been in the military.
No, that means that your mama name was Pauline Watkins, and she made you know your blood type. So if you had to give her some blood or she had to give you some blood, we knew our blood type.
That too. But usually, you know, most people don't realize how important that is. And they don't test for it anymore when your kids are, you know, normally they used to test it right away when your kids are born so you would know what it was. And they don't do that anymore. You have to request it. But if you go to Amazon, they have some cool, cheap tests that actually work.
Well, my mom worked for Johnson & Johnson for 40 years, and we had 17 people in our family. So when we donated blood, I said we donated enough blood from 17 people, they said it nursed the whole county. And as I start to think about that, making jokes inside of my spirit, we do have enough love to change the conscious America around, just amongst us. I remember God says, I have enough love in the palm of my hand to make the whole world go around. I just want you guys to know that we have been touched by that hand to be able to help heal America and help people to feel better, not just feel better, but feel better about themselves and feel better about helping other people, because that's what we do here at the Hope Foundation. We care enough to share enough information. We help you so that you can help other people. Truly, it is a blessing to be a blessing. Georgette, you are surely a blessing, young lady.
And we are almost out of time. Go ahead.
Love y'all. I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. Before I end my show, I end this the same way I end everything, and that's via affirmation. So you don't have to say them, but wherever you are, you can say them to yourself, or you can just allow my words to wash over you and become your words, okay? So today is going to be the most amazing day. The day is amazing simply because you exist. You are here. You are now, you are present, and you are available. You are open and receptive to the changes that are for you. None of these things are happening by any chance. Everything is happening for you and not to you. Your heart's desire is right around the corner. You just have to be in this space, understand, overstand, and understand who you are, and know that you are on the right path to being your best self. I love you, and ain't shit you can do about it, and y'all go on and be great on purpose with purpose.
I absolutely love that.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, country boy.
Hey, good morning, Derek. How you like this nutrition this time of morning? To me, it sounds better than breakfast. I mean, I'll be able to go and run off this, what she gave me.
I don't understand any of it.
That's okay, Derek. We'll make sure to break it down to you later, because in order for you to be able to understand, you'd have to go through the research and the studying that she's done. She's going to download just a little bit at a time so we don't over-D off of this nutrition that she's giving us. But if you take in a little bit day by day by day by day, you won't ever be as smart as Georgette, but you can be as healthy as she is if you use some of these guidelines that she's giving.
You and Mary need to sit down and talk sometime.
Yes, Derek. Right now my schedule's a little full.
We'll make sure and do that, Derek. But for that today, Georgette, again, it's been spiritually nutritional to make sure and hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's given all of us something to truly think about. And my last thought, based on what you just gave to us, we're fighting from victory, not fighting for victory, because the battle has truly already been won, but God wants to get in there and do our share. And if we think ourselves healthy, like Georgette said, we're our first doctor, we're our first healing tool. It all starts right there in your heart. You have been given that power to heal yourself so that you'll feel better, walk better, love better, and do all these things better. Better, 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 better. More shout out to you, Georgette. We're looking forward to the nutrition information that you're going to be sharing with us.
Thank you, country. I appreciate the opportunity and the platform. Like, I'm just so full of joy. I love y'all, and I appreciate it. So,
today was the first show. She gave you a rundown of who she is, what she does, and what she's all about. Join us every Thursday. She is, Derek. I will send you the link. Yep, I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Join us every Thursday when she breaks everything down into smaller bite-sized pieces so it's easier to follow. She is live every Thursday at 10 Eastern time. And coming up in April, you will be seeing her all over everything else. Join us today at noon Eastern with Family Time with our special host, the president of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton. Have a great day. Have a good week. See you back here at noon. Bye for now.
Peace out.